Aussie fruit and veggie farmers are worried they're not going to have enough workers for the summer harvest. With many backpackers and seasonal workers shut out of the country because of the pandemic, it was hoped that Australians would help fill the gap. But the federal and state government cash incentives that are supposed to lure city dwellers to the bush don't appear to be working. Marty McCarthy reports.
Pour it out slowly.
On a strawberry farm on Queensland's Granite Belt, the harvest is plentiful this season. But the workers? Not so much. Here's grower Nathan Baronio.
In about 10 days' time, we're going to need an extra 60 to 70 workers, and I don't think we're going to be able to do that at all.
He's already destroyed crop this season when he couldn't get enough pickers.
We walked away from 6.5 acres of strawberries. This resulted in crop loss of $500,000 to $600,000.
Like many fruit and vegetable growers across the country, Nathan depends on backpackers and workers from the Pacific Islands to harvest the fruit. But the pandemic has kept many would-be workers locked out of the country. The horticulture industry predicts it now needs an extra 26,000 workers for the summer harvest. Tyson Cattle is from horticulture lobby group AusVeg.
Growers in Queensland are really struggling to find labour needs, and that's starting to make its way down into New South Wales. We're expecting that Victoria and Tasmania largely are going to be the hardest hit. So the worst is yet to come.
It was hoped Australians would step up, following a raft of cash incentives offered by federal and state governments. But according to figures from the Federal Department of Employment, a new program that offers Australians who move to regional areas to take up harvest jobs has only attracted 148 workers in the month it's been operating. The program offers workers up to $6,000 to cover things like transport, accommodation and uniforms, provided the employees work a minimum of 6 weeks.
We're supportive of those sort of initiatives, and we'll always look to employ Australians first and foremost. But, you know, trying to engage with a domestic worker audience just hasn't worked.
The ABC understands that a similar initiative in Queensland, the Back to Work in Agriculture Incentive Scheme, which offers workers who relocate up to $1,500 in rebates, has only had one successful applicant in the 2 months it has been operating. Queensland's Department of Agriculture says the pilot program has 33 people still in the process of applying and will be expanded. Queensland grower Nathan Baronio again.
We unfortunately haven't seen a significant amount of people taking advantage of the current schemes.
Well, it's got to be in here somewhere.
In Victoria's Wimmera region, Wayne Russell is one of the first workers to sign up under the federal government incentive scheme.
The allowance for me personally will be covering some workwear, fuel receipts to come out, but the major expense will be accommodation, which for me will be about $4,500.
However, Lee Fox, the farmer who employed Wayne and helped him get the rebates, says it wasn't an easy process.
I really am very doubtful that many farmers have accessed this scheme because the paperwork and time involved in chasing how you access the program is exhausting.
Agriculture Minister David Littleproud says cash incentives for Australian workers are only part of the solution to the labour hire issue, and that states should be focused on allowing more Pacific Island workers into the country to help fill the gap.
Marty McCarthy reporting.